Thank you and good morning. The Illinois Crop Progress and Conditions Report was released from the USDA National Agriculture Statistics Service this week. Field work continued over the past week with rain in some parts of the state. There were 5.5 days suitable for field work during the week ending May 27, 2018. Statewide, the average temperature was 73.5 degrees, which is 8.4 degrees above normal. Precipitation averaged 0.8 inches, which is 0.26 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 2% very short, 25% short, 69% adequate, and 4% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 2% very short, 22% short, 72% adequate, and 4% surplus. Corn emerged was at 89% compared with 81% for the 5-year average. Corn condition was rated at 1% very poor, 2% poor, 14% fair, 52% good, and 31% excellent. Soybeans planted was at 90% compared to 60% last year and the 5-year average of 62%. Soybeans emerged was at 75%. Sorghum planted was at 50%. Winter wheat headed reached 93% compared to 97% last year and the 5-year average of 89%. Winter wheat condition was rated at 3% very poor, 6% poor, 25% fair, 53% good, and 13% excellent. In national agriculture news, the DOJ approved the Bayer purchase of Monsanto. The U.S. Department of Justice Tuesday approved Bayer Ag's acquisition of Monsanto with conditions. The Justice Department says Bayer must sell approximately $9 billion in businesses and assets to BAFS. The department says the proposed divestiture to BAFS, which it calls an experienced chemical company with a substantial crop production business, will fully resolve all horizontal and vertical competition concerns. As a result, the department says American farmers and consumers will continue to benefit from competition in this industry. The Antitrust Division Tuesday filed a civil antitrust lawsuit in the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia to block the proposed transaction while simultaneously filing a proposed settlement that, if approved by the court, would resolve the department's competitive concerns. Under the terms of the proposed settlement, Bayer must divest businesses that compete with Monsanto. Those include Bayer's cotton, canola, soybean, and vegetable seed businesses, as well as Bayer's Liberty herbicide business, a key competitor of Monsanto's well-known Roundup herbicide. The USDA will not recognize third-party inspections regarding animal welfare. The Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, will not establish new criteria for recognizing third-party inspection and certification programs when determining the agency's own inspection frequency under the Animal Welfare Act. In December of last year, APHIS announced a series of public listening sessions as for leadership to gather information about the concept of third-party inspections from stakeholders, state partners, and the public. However, APHIS says it found the vast majority of the comments were not in favor of establishing new criteria for recognizing third-party inspection and certification programs. USDA says stakeholders on all sides of the issue expressed concerns about APHIS's ability to maintain responsibility for inspections and Animal Welfare Act compliance should third-party inspections be taken into account when determining APHIS inspection frequencies. Although just a few days ago it seemed the trade war with China might be coming to a close soon, the U.S. will continue with trade action against China. Despite a potential agreement on trade issues between the U.S. and China, the Trump administration will continue to pursue action against China. By mid-June, the U.S. is expected to release a list of $50 billion worth of Chinese goods that will be subject to a new 25% tariff, according to Reuters. The United States will also continue to pursue litigation against China at the World Trade Organization. China earlier this month agreed to purchase more U.S. agricultural products, and the U.S. said the two had reached a deal for mobile phone manufacturer ZTE to remain in business. However, with nothing finalized, it appears the U.S. will push forward with what it calls enhanced export controls related to technology. The previous announcements eased the scare of a trade war, but President Trump last week said any agreement between the two would need a different structure, promoting more trade uncertainty. Just a reminder to area dairy farmers, the MPP enrollment deadline is approaching quickly. Dairy farmers have until Friday to enroll in the retooled Dairy Margin Protection Program. The Department of Agriculture set a June 1st deadline for enrollment in the program that was revised by Congress earlier this year. USDA says many producers will see payments in early June, depending on the coverage they elect. The program protects dairy producers by paying them based on the difference between the national all-milk price and the national average feed cost. The 2018 Bipartisan Budget Act made several changes to the safety net program to provide better protections for dairy producers from shifting milk and feed prices. Producers already enrolled in the program must still enroll in the new program if they have yet to do so already. The new program is retroactive for all of 2018. For more information and enrollment, farmers are encouraged to contact their local Farm Service Agency office. That's all we have time for this morning on The Farm Show. Reporting for WSMI, this has been Jamie Geisler.